Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. But let's talk about that for a minute. And by the way, Colton Nixon is joining me here today. We're going to be switching over, but it's related. You know, one of the things that I have looked at with Lyme disease, y'all out there see what I'm talking about. There's been a brand new movie put out about Lyme disease. It's very difficult to be talking about Lyme disease when you are in the middle of COVID, okay? But I want to tell you this, everybody. Lyme disease is one of the greatest and fastest epidemics that is literally been silenced and understated. Now, that's not for today's show. That's a whole nother show. It's why I started Lyme Global. It's why there have been people out there that have been beating the doors down of our governments at the federal level and the state level. It's the reason that so many doctors have lost their license for trying to save the lives of people. It's tricky because what you'll find is that the success cases, and you're looking at one of them, me, the success cases are not still alive today from your traditional pharmaceutical medicine. Why is that? Well, there are some medications that work really well. For example, if you get bit by a tick, or like a friend of mine, oh my gosh, he got bit and he had babesia throughout his entire body. And the only remedy for that is an IV of antibiotics, or he would not be with us today. But what I want to say to everybody is that this show follows suit to the show we just did. And what I want to say about it is that when you think about this, and this is one of many shows which I'll continue to do, Colton, you know how with these past 3 years, there has been a generation of people, and please don't delete me because I said the word COVID. I'm just talking about the disease. You can go to the American Medical Association book and see that that's okay for me to say that. I'm not saying anything else about it. But what you'll find is it hit a certain population very hard, right? I have friends that lost older members of their family. I mean, it was just that. So here's what I want to tell you about Lyme. If you are unaware about it, and how do you get it? Well, primarily when that little teeny baby tick, not the big fat ones that glom onto your neck, but the other ones, the ones that are the size of a pinhole, which they're very hard to detect. You get bit, and maybe that particular tick is carrying a co-infection 2, 3, 4, or 400.
Wow.
What happens is you could get a bullseye rash. And if you're lucky enough to find it, you can run right out and please save the tick. Take the tick with you. If you're thinking you're going to crush the tick, I don't care. Put it in a bag, take it with you to your doctor, and get yourself tested. And you will be given doxycycline or a form of antibiotics or whatever the latest antibiotic is. So just go ahead and do that, okay? Now, if you don't detect it, there are some, especially if you go to ILADS, if you go to the Lyme Association scientists and researchers. If you talk to people, if you watch the latest movie that is out, what you're going to find is that this is one of these critters, this disease, that is under research, under understood, and out of the gate has so many different faces. It's called the Great Imposter for a reason. And so what I want to say to everybody today, while we were very, very concerned, Colton, with the elder population over the past 3 years, the generation to be very concerned about are the younger population. And why? Kids play in the grass, right? Now, am I saying it's everywhere? I can't make that statement, but certainly I'll give you statistics during the show that will show you where it is. But the thing that's important is education. And I want to stick with that for this show, because we just got done talking about the metaverse and virtual reality. What would happen if we had new ways to educate people about this? And I'm not going to put you on the spot. You're not an expert on Lyme disease, and that's why I had you on the show, because I guarantee you, you're going to ask me a bunch of questions.
I know. I appreciate that. I think, you know, any what you said about kind of understood, I really like that. I like the, you know, I think that's a huge thing, especially in medicine, where people don't really understand what they have, or people don't really understand, you know, much about what, you know, disease they have, or, you know, anything. I think that's a big thing for people, is just the, like, what's it called? Like, trying to figure out what they have, and they that gives them comfort. Like, when a doctor says, oh, you have this and this, it's like, okay, thank you. Like, now I know, you know, what to do for it. Now I know how to treat it. It's better than, you know, it being just undiagnosed, you know? So that's my big thing, I think, is the understood part. That was great.
Yeah. You know, and this is really what's important. I mean, because you are the generation that is going to really have many more things to really think about, to look about in this world than most of us have. You know, as a young person myself, I was always curious. I was always, you know, in that place where things fascinated me. And here I am today, still fascinated. But I've also been an advocate. I've been an advocate for many things, thanks to my stepmom. You know, my stepmom dragged us girls out in marches with people that were different colors than we were. And we did not know why. We were very young. We were like 9 years old. But then we learned. And we learned about her. And we learned about other things. This is one of those things. How can you and the people in your circle and your generation, how can you become more curious in a time where we see are so bombarded with information? Like, I ask you to stay on this show. I know you don't know a lot about Lyme disease, but I guarantee you, after we're done today, you're going to start doing some Googling, aren't you?
Probably. I mean, yeah, I think, yeah, it all comes down to curiosity, and it all comes down to, you know, really wanting to be educated and wanting to, you know, influence your own mind. And, you know, just, I think, part of what we were talking about last show, like, just the whole, you know, new technology and metaverse and everything, it's like, that's obviously a really strong tool for, you know, learning about different diseases and learning about different, you know, things that people can get. And I think it comes down to your own health. And when it comes down to your own, you know, well-being, I think that should come first. I mean, you know, obviously you don't want to put, you know, somebody else's, you know, ideals in your mind when you need to focus on your own health. So,
yeah. I mean, I was asked a question the other day, and I want to just bring it out here because, you know, I have a networking, I have business, that I'm a business owner, right? I mean, you know, I'm Dr. Pat, but I'm also that too. And, you know, one of the things I get asked about a lot is, I'm not even going to mention some of the other things I get asked about, but one of the things I get asked about is, how do I decide what I stand for?
Wow.
Right. Now, you know, let's assume that's coming from a benign person, that's not a person like saying, what the, do you, Okay. And so my answer is this. I grew up with a mom, my stepmom, and my birth. I grew up with a mom that had to be 30 years younger than my dad. She was almost as old as my sister, like 21. She had two children of her own, had her first at 12 and her second at 13. And what I learned for her, if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing. Now, she didn't quite say it like that. She had a real Southern drawl, puff smoke in your face quite a bit. Really ruby red lips.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a picture and show her. Really big long nails before like nails were a thing. She was like, she could have been like on the E channel, like with the nails, right?
My gotcha.
But she taught us girls something. And we lived in a world where she helped us understood how important it was to decide for ourselves. I happen to believe for myself that we grow as human beings if we can find our common ground and not our differences. And I just happened to decide that a positive network, or I mean, people call it a positive network. It's called a network for all people. But if you had to talk to people about the very little you've learned about Lyme disease, what do you think you might say or ask? What would be Colton's greatest question?
I guess, you know, I think my greatest question was just how researched is it, and maybe how many people have it and are, you know, like struggling with it. I think that's really good for people to know that, you know, they're not alone. I think that's the big thing. It's like when you are diagnosed with something like this, it's like, hey, like, that's a big part about being diagnosed. It's like, okay, you're not alone. We know what you have. We know, you know, we're in this together. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one in the world with this disease. It's like you were saying, like, it's a community and it's a togetherness about it. I think that's strong. So
bingo. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to try to help you with those questions. I'm going to give out some websites for you all. I will tell you there's a brand new movie out. I will also tell you that we were also part of one of the earlier movies that came out. And it was a movie that scared the life out of people when they saw it. When this first movie came out and we became advocates for it, not only did it raise a flag, but I will tell you that it caused a clear divide in the families of people that had Lyme disease and their loved ones. So misunderstood. People thought they could catch it. They thought, there's an old thing. When you don't know what you don't know, you go to fear or you go to possibility. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more about this particular disease and what do we need to now bring up to the forefront post-COVID. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
When the solutions to the challenges in your life are unclear, an executive business coach may be the answer. I'm Mark Fechner, and I specialize in coaching clients with issues related to performance, leadership, business relationships, and creativity. Any person or organization that wants to overcome mental blocks, create new possibilities, and achieve a higher level of performance can benefit from the services of a certified coach. Schedule a free consultation with me today at markfechner.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us and turn us on. This is a special edition. You know, in the previous podcast we just did, Colton Nixon is my very special guest today. You know, one of the things Colton and I talked about was the metaverse and how the metaverse literally has been almost put in an ageism kind of category. And we pointed out there in that show that perhaps that's not true. Perhaps it is the greatest misunderstanding about who is attractive to understand the metaverse or not. And I'd be more than willing to sit down with you, Mr. Zuckerberg, and explain to you in my language, and you can educate me in yours, on how the opportunity for you would be to cross generations and do it faster than you can imagine. Nope, I'm not a programmer. Nope, I'm not a big influencer. I'm just somebody that totally loves the idea. And you're somebody that owns one of the most powerful platforms out there to do it. But what if you could take this and decide that it has no age? Because it doesn't. And then what could we do? What would be the possibilities? What would advertisers pay for? So in this podcast, Colton's joining me because we're talking about something on the other end of the spectrum, something that is so misunderstood, a disease, I'm going to call it that, that is so misunderstood, but it has cost people their licenses, it has cost people their lives, this misunderstanding. I want to send you all to a website, not mine, but I want to send you to another one. It's a website, and you're going to find a woman by the name of Pat Smith there. And if you find her, you'll find others, because the site is called LymeDisease.org, L-Y-M-E. And by the way, this network did one of the first shows ever with Katina Mattress, one of the first shows ever on Lyme disease, publicly talking about it. Why? Because it was very scary. And we did it on AM/FM, and we talked about the many facets of it. But Colton asked a very good question. He asked about numbers and research. So if you go to LymeDisease.org, this is powered by patients, right? But then there's another site. And we've been part of this organization and part of what they've done. And it's Global Lyme Alliance. Global Lyme Alliance, L-Y-M-E. But he asked a very interesting question. And Colton, I want to tell you something.
I love you.
There you go. If you'd ask me, the first time we opened our mouths on this network and talked about Lyme disease and brought on doctors, courageous doctors, if you would have asked me if I had any numbers at all to give you, I would have said, I don't. Imagine it. But we proved a point. We told the CDC their number counting was too low. They had to multiply it by 10, and we still don't think that's right. So what do you make of the mystery from where you sit? It's kind of mysterious. We don't know more about it, right?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think that's, and especially so long ago, like, or not that long ago, honestly. I mean, I think it's really a recent thing. And I think that, you know, it's good to be educated on that. So I'm all for learning new things.
When you go to this research report, and I don't know if we can put the PDF up, but if I give this PDF to Brett, our producer, I'm going to see if I can put it in here for Brett. and see what he can do with it. Let me get over here to the chat. I love multitasking during a show. Okay. If you go look at this report, out of the gate, Colton, what they say is, and I don't know how to share my screen, why we are fighting so hard. Why we are fighting so hard. So you asked about numbers. There are 329,000 new cases of Lyme each year in the United States alone.
Wow.
That's new. So let's talk about a disease. Now, this is my opinion, y'all. A disease that has been stated, especially chronic Lyme, that has so many after effects, it doesn't go away. It is not like when you get, like, as a kid, if you happen to get the measles or something like that, if you don't have it, and then it doesn't go away.
Okay.
So let's start with that. And if you want to call me, but I'm giving you my opinion because I'm somebody that had it. And I'm one of the few alive to talk about it. Let's talk about this for a minute. So the last 15 years, there's been a greater proportion of deer ticks and infected Borrelia, greater part, more deer, more ticks, whatever you want to call it. Warmer winters. It is such a reality about, let's just be clear right here, linking the dots of the metaverse, the world of 3D, 4D, 5D, and beyond, linking that to a climate movement of warmer weather and the ripple effect. Now, do you understand why I wanted to talk about this? Because if we don't stay educated, can you imagine having a virtual reality platform that literally brings people through the impact now, the impact before, and the impact of the future of 1 degree change in our climate? Hello.
Wow.
What do you think?
I think that would be awesome. That'd be great. I mean, it's like we said, the new technology, I think it's a lot closer than we think.
So the numbers are great. You'll find information. You can look them up for yourself. But I wonder, Colton, I said I wasn't going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put you on a little spot.
I'm probably on a little spot. A little spot.
I hope your mom is listening. I'm going to put you on a little spot. I've shared four important things with you in the past hour. Each of them require a call to action.
Yeah.
I hope you will give them some thought of your own.
Oh, for sure.
You don't have to pick Lyme, but I hope you will think now in the way the metaverse operates and decide for yourself, what could you and your generation do to create a better world?
I love that. I think that's, like I said before, I think that's so, I think even just the connections between generations, I think it's strong. And I think it's even stronger that you are using your platform to speak about things like this. I think you know, the more people, it's strength in numbers for sure.
Yeah. I know Colton. I know what he'll do. I also know the other people. Brett's running the show. I'd be shocked if they don't start to do their own level of research on this, because they will go out. They will sit in the grass. They will walk amongst the trees. But I have a funny feeling that they won't do it quite the same way without a new level of awareness. What do you think?
That's perfect. I think you're accurate on that one.
For sure.
For sure.
They may do nothing else but know that if I'm going on a walk, I'm going to wear me some white clothes. Colton, thank you so much. I want to ask you again.
Okay.
I mean, you've heard a lot in the last couple of hours here, last couple of shows. I really want to know what your personal message is, not just for yourself, but what do you want to say to those out there that are listening that might be of your generation or might not be? What do you want to say? You get last word.
Oh, man. You know, I think, you know, maybe not my generation or maybe my generation. I think What I want to say to them is just, you know, I think everything will be okay. I think, you know, there's a lot of like, I like what you said about the barriers between people. And I think that connects to everything that we talk about. So I think, you know, everything will be okay. I think keep fighting for what you believe in and continue to be passionate. And, you know, so that's my message. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for allowing me to be on the show. It's awesome. So
it's an honor for me to have you here. And believe me, you'll hear more from Colton and our other producers. And I want to say this to all of you. I always know when people kind of laugh at an idea I had, especially like coloring a network, like making them like a purple and then a aqua color. I love when people just got crazy about that in 2009 when we did that. I'm also thrilled that it didn't faze us, not one bit. Because sometimes when you know, like Colton and like others, sometimes when you know, that knowing comes from a place that is so difficult to describe. But that knowing is what creates greatness. Please hold on to your own knowing, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it says, I'm going to stand up for something, or I'm going to stand up for that person, or I'm going to stand up for this, even if you don't know how. Don't ever let go of that power you have within you. Like my mama said to me, to stand for something. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Brett, thank you. We'll see you all next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.